know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about.
Mic check.
I won't lie, you know. But, again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to themanmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to themanmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, I got the man mindset, Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you're ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time!
Let's get it. All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. I want to give a shout out to everybody. I guess he broke the record. So before I even kick the show off, I want to go ahead and give a special shout out to the chat room dogs out there. They did something yesterday, so I guess we need to recognize them first. They broke the record. Shout out to everybody yesterday. They broke the record. I'm proud of you. I appreciate you all. Thank you very much. Gentlemen, this show is different than all the other shows that you have. Like we always say, this is 100% original, 100% authentic. We're not pickup artists. We don't come from pickup communities, and we're not sitting around complaining and crying about women. This is real game at its core. I want to welcome you all to the show. I'm your host, the Dean. Class is in session. I ask all you guys out here that listen to the show, if you get the opportunity, if you're brand new or anything, go ahead and hit the button. Like, subscribe, share, get the notifications up. We appreciate all that from you guys out there that are new and all this other stuff. Also, we ask all you guys out there that if you are serious about the game, because a lot of you guys come here and you don't follow proper instructions, because if you can't do the simple things that I'm showing you as far as go to the dollar store, go to Walmart, go to Target, go to Amazon, and buy a 100-piece puzzle set so you can begin the process of what we're teaching. Nobody is telling you to do this. Nobody's telling you to go home, dump the pieces on the table, and go ahead and put the pieces together so you can begin to create the communication you have with one's self. Also, guys, before we give a shout-out to my chat room dogs out there, I want to let everybody know, please, guys, go and get your notebooks out. Get your notebooks out. Please write down this information. If you have a question, put a Q in there. If you're talking to a woman and you feel like things are going bad, put a T in there. That's what this show is for, to show you that those that know game can spit game off the top of their head, okay? But most importantly, that's most important. Other than that, I want to give a shout-out to the chat room dogs. Not the chat room dogs. I apologize. I'm talking about the MePill community, all my dogs from the MePill community. We want to give you all a special shout-out. We appreciate all you guys out there. And if you want to call in, y'all have the number. Let me go ahead and post that so we can get into the show. We got a very good show for y'all today. And again, the number is 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056. So let's go ahead and get into the show. All right, there we go. All right, so the chat room, I got your chat room, guys. Shout out to the MePill community. Shout out to y'all guys. Appreciate you guys. All right, guys. So what we're doing is talking, the show is about stop thinking basic and begin to learn about excellence. And that's what we talked about. We're going to talk yesterday. We're going to discuss. We'll discuss that today. And if y'all have any questions, gentlemen, please put a Q in there. I got you. We'll post any questions that y'all have. There are no dumb questions as long as they're pertaining to the subject that we're talking about. But we're looking at excellence. But before we can talk about excellence, we've got to understand what's going on for a lot of you guys out here. A lot of you guys are looking to be excellent. I've been talking to a lot of guys out here who have been having a lot of issues with women and also issues with success, okay? And Terry, let me get Terry. How do I rehearse how I lead and direct a woman where I want to go? Terry, I don't understand. It's like you're asking me, how do you turn on a light switch? I don't understand what you mean. How do you rehearse how you lead and direct a woman? By leading and direct. Okay, Terry, I don't understand the question. Because I think y'all think that this is complicated. I don't know what you mean. How do I rehearse? How do I lead, direct, where you want to go? I don't even know where the fuck you want to go. So can you please let me know where you want to go so I can help you? Because you're just talking in circles, and I don't even know what you mean or what you're saying. But I can tell you what you're thinking about, and I can tell you what your problem is, and I can tell you why you won't be able to do that. Because with the mindset that you have right now, you can tell in this question he's talking about women. So what did I tell you he's doing out of that 100? He's automatically putting himself in a hole before he even meets women. And the hole that he's putting himself into is holding himself back from taking risk. And that's what a lot of you guys do. A lot of you guys succumb to the fears of success and the fears of failure. A lot of you guys do not plan ahead and really talk and communicate with yourselves. A lot of you guys do not take time to consider the actions, reactions, and consequences of every move that you make. A lot of you do not take time to think carefully before making moves, making decisions. And then Terry's question is asking questions. Because in order to ask the perfect question, one must begin to think critically. One must be able to think for himself, and that's what the key to this show is. It's teaching you how to think for yourself. It's teaching you how to think for yourself and not think for anybody else. And there lies the problem with a lot of people. Too many of you guys are too busy letting people tell you how to think, and this show is here to teach you how to think for yourself. Because a man that can't think for himself is a man that cannot lead a woman. So many of you guys right now can't do any of this stuff because most of you guys are set in your ways. And most of you guys have fixed mindsets, and you don't take time to think flexible about the situation that you have. Because if you look at the question that he's asking, and I want to go back to it, but I don't want to make it look like I'm picking on him, But I want y'all to look at the question. It's a good question, but it doesn't make any sense here because he's asking, how do I rehearse? How do I lead and direct a woman where I want to go? I cannot read his mind, so how do I know where the fuck he wants to go? And he is, and then here's the worst part about it. He heard what I said, and he can't even ask the question. So, Terry, what I'm going to say to you, do not ask me another fucking question in this room again today. Because if I ask you a question to help you out and you don't say shit, then don't ask me any fucking questions, all right? So don't say shit in the room. And as I was saying before, that's the problem. No flexibility in the mindset, gentlemen. Most of you guys out here right now that are young, you have so much pride that most of you guys cannot admit that you don't have game. Had a 24-year-old young man that coached today, thought he had all kind of game and was terrible. No game. He was listening to some guy that was telling him to work on his profile picture. But then I asked him, what is your profile picture supposed to do? He said, I don't know. What do you mean what it's supposed to do? Well, I asked him again, what is your profile picture supposed to do if your profile is not your personality? And he couldn't even answer the question. So why are you getting all this help on your profile is if she looks at your profile, which is a lie, because most of you guys want to pretend that you have a life. You want to pretend that you're busy. You want to pretend that you're exciting. But as soon as you talk to a woman, you crumble. Okay? You crumble. All right? No, you don't. No, you're going to ask a question. Do not send me no email. Man the fuck up and ask a question like a man. I asked you a simple question. Where the fuck are you taking her? You said where you want to go. Where are you taking her, sir? This is what y'all's problem. Y'all can't even, the problem, y'all are grown-ass men that cannot even communicate yourselves to regular people. Question right here, this gentleman is asking right here. He asks, how not to be intimidated by, this is, you're in the wrong place, man. You're in the wrong room. You can hang out there as well. Just hang out. This ain't for you, big guy. This ain't for you. This ain't for you. This is not for you. This is man shit. Anyway, as I was saying before, let me get back to what I was saying. For a lot of you guys out here, you have too much pride. You have so much pride that you actually think that you have game. Most of you guys sit around and say that you put your bid in and you haven't even learned your bid because I'm the one teaching you the bid. But y'all will take words and run with it. Y'all lie to yourselves. Y'all worry about unnecessary things when it comes to women. A lot of you guys out here are unrealistic in who you are to yourself and everybody else around you. A lot of you guys out here just do not take charge of yourself. Do not take charge of yourself at all. At all. And what I'm saying to you is that this is why I can't stand you, some of you guys. Why the fuck are you asking me that bitch-ass question if you're on a date? Get out of the date. Don't go on the date. Cancel the date if I was you. Let her go. Go home and cancel the date if you cannot answer that question. A lot of you guys let your voices, run you. A lot of you guys consistently are always thinking about other men. A lot of you guys are not just thinking about other men. You worry about what other men are thinking. You hang out with people that worry about other men. And for all the real ones out there, this is why we win. How can one look for excellence when one is doing everything he can not to be excellent? This is the problem. Most of you guys are always not only complaining about other men, complaining about women, but you're also comparing women that you have never met, dated, or ever going to be with. And your mindset is stuck on complaining about circumstances, complaining about life issues, and everything around you is just bad luck. Then you add all that and y'all guys procrastinate. Procrastination. And blindly, the worst thing that y'all guys go is that red pill side, that black manosphere, whatever, that bullshit side, and you guys out there blindly accept loser information without even questioning. You blindly accept people telling you about how bad women are without even questioning the person that's opening his mouth. How can one even get to excellence when one is already self-sabotaging his mind the way that you guys are doing? Your limiting beliefs that you have, poor attitudes, feminine emotions, and yet you think that a woman wants to be with someone like that? I had this guy today. He was, I'm going to get deep in what he was talking, but I'll give you something that's not about him. He would go to the club, meet women, and then tell the women that he thinks women who go to the club are losers. And he's like, well, why can't I get the women? Because he listened to some guy, doesn't know game, telling him that he should do this, this, and that, and then not talk to a woman for a whole week or 2 weeks to make her feel like you're busy, and then think that she's going to sit around and wait. This is a shame that y'all are grown men and y'all don't have enough thought to question bullshit. It's crazy. A lot of y'all are indulging in unhelpful thoughts. All this stuff kills the game and kills what you are. And all you guys are doing is daydreaming, fantasizing, and not even working on what you should be working on, which has no, it just doesn't make any sense. Does not make any sense. How can one find excellence, gentlemen, when he thinks that things won't work for him? How can one find excellence when he says to himself, I can't do this? How can one find excellence in himself when he says, I'm so busy right now that I just ain't got enough time to work on myself? You know how many guys I have get coaching that say they want to learn game and they don't? Yeah, let's set up something next week. And I say, no, this ain't for you. What do you mean? I want to learn game. Where's the sense of urgency? Well, you see what I'm saying? I'm saying to you guys out there that you're too busy. Some of you guys say you're not ready yet. All we're doing is making excuses. Because when something doesn't work, and something doesn't go your way, or something that you failed at, it is easier to run away from it because we choose not to be excellent. We choose to run away from excellence. Not taking responsibility. Not taking initiative. All these things are hurting and harming who you are today. Because every time you make an excuse, gentlemen, you don't understand what you're saying is that, you know what? It feels better to point the finger at something than point the finger at me, okay? Sometimes y'all do that. And most of you cannot live with the expectation. See, because most of your expectations is sleeping with women, and you know you're not going to get any, your failed expectations start to become anger. You start to become bitter. You start to become angry. And then you want the sympathy of a woman. You want the woman to feel sorry for you. And nobody's saying it's okay. Guys, I want to call lines over. It's okay to have aspirations and dreams. But how many times do you get in your own way? How many times that you are trying to achieve something and you can't handle what's in front of you? How many of you guys get opportunities and you run away from it? Instead of trying to get somebody to help you, you just want to say that I just don't know. I don't have enough money or time or whatever excuse you want to make. And it's hard for me to even accept that because as a young kid who lost his marbles and had to go to the commissary to bag groceries just to get enough marbles to get my ass kicked in marbles, I kept losing. I wasn't even winning in marbles, and I still went around and bagged groceries because I wanted it real bad because that's what game is about. That's what excellence is about. All these things that it's too difficult, it's you. You're not good enough, you're right. Nobody should ever try to convince you on how you feel about yourself. And that's where y'all go wrong. Y'all are so busy trying to convince guys to live a lie than just accept them for their truth. Everybody cannot be a man. And whatever they feel is what they feel. And that's why they will never have any growth, because their perception of reality is so rooted in who they are that they're not willing to make any moves to actually grow. They're not looking at making moves. They look at luck in other situations. They make excuses and they want everybody to accept them. It doesn't happen that way. They worry about what people think about them. They worry about failure and mistakes and all this other stuff. So here's $1 million question. Why would a woman want to be with a guy who doesn't take risks? Why would a woman want to be the guy who can't get things done? Why would a woman want to be with somebody who can't handle his problems? Why would a woman want to be with a guy who's not creative enough to make her smile, laugh, or blush, to make her think and react, and to make her daydream and fantasize about him? Why? Because we choose not to be excellent. All we want to do is just sit around and feel like you're stuck. You feel like you can't move. You feel like the world is unpleasant. You feel like everything is unfair. And the crazy thing about game is the moment you decide to make the change and make the change, that's when everything's going to happen. But for so many of you guys out there, y'all are just, you choose not to do anything. And a lot of you guys just ask the same questions on every other channel, and you're looking for the same answer, and you still ain't doing anything at all. You're not moving or thinking like men. Because you are always caught in your own quicksand. But the hardest thing a man cannot do is blame himself to realize that all the decisions that he has made and all the choices that he's thinking about are his and his alone to bear. It's nobody else's business. Because somewhere along your life, not anybody else's life, somewhere on your timeline of your life, you decided that you would rather suffer than win. Feeling stuck by consistently worrying about women. Consistently can't even talk or communicate to yourself to even talk to a woman. But yet a lot of you guys out here are feeling stuck because all you do is worry about what can happen versus what won't happen. And you have created so many negative mindsets that it's hard to learn game because you're not built for game. Everybody cannot be a man, and that's the rule. So you just got to stay in your lane and be the bitch. You just got to stay in your lane. Nobody's going to force you to be a man. No one's going to force you to step up. Because look at all the unproductive things that you do. Look at all the weak habits. You guys spend more time on YouTube and writing notes than going out your door and meeting women. What a fucking shame. You guys spend more time bird watching and looking at women versus going in. And then you want excellence. You cannot find excellence when all you're doing is being weak, soft, and negative. Consistent disappointment to yourself. And you just don't want to win. How can one be excellent when his future is limited or his future is based off the limitations of women? How are you supposed to grow when all you think about is women? Everything you do is women. And here's the worst part about it. You're not even talking to them. You're not doing anything. Because how can you move as a man when your world is blurry? You have no vision. Nor do you have direction. Nor do you set anything for yourself to do. There's no drive or discipline to get or move to a result that doesn't define you. You don't even work on your body, and I don't mean weightlifting. I mean sex. You don't even work on ways to kiss and turn women on. And you expect a woman to want you? But most of you guys are just unwilling to take the responsibility for all the actions and everything that you do, all the decisions that you make, because all you're looking at is ready to complain about how fair women are, how fair life is. 563-999-3056 is the number. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. And all this stuff leads to stress, and it leads to you being overwhelmed. And then when you're stressed and overwhelmed, how can you find excellence when anger, fear, and everything else that you have think of is taking over your line, taking over your mind and your life? Even in the chat room, there's lack of focus, because instead of still focusing on the show, there are people in the room talking about things that have nothing even to do with anything. Lack of focus. Because so many of you guys are just unable to focus on the highest priority, which should be you. You should be your highest priority, but you're not. Because you can't even clarify to yourself what you really want for yourself outside of pussy. No priorities, no direction, but without these things, you will never be excellent. You will be a person always just going in a circle. Never move forward. Never, ever moving forward. But excellence is what we're talking about. But one has to understand, in order to get excellence, he has to understand why he can't be excellent. Why he can't seek his passion to work on who he is, to move, to ensure himself that he is actually going after what he wants, to have a mindset to realize that there are no problems out here. They're just simple solutions. That he has a grind on his face to be better. That is what excellence is. And that is why most guys will never find excellence, because they're too busy being exactly what they are right now. And that is a person making a bunch of excuses that really doesn't want to be a great man. It's a shame. It's a shame. The beautiful thing about excellence and beautiful thing about guys is that when they're on the top of their game, it doesn't matter. Because when they're on the top of the game, they're always going to be successful no matter what happens, because the belief in themselves is so great. It just changes everything. Changes everything. But what do you want to be to yourself? That's the question. What do you want to be for yourself, gentlemen? Can't do what you're doing and expect women to want to sleep with you. That's the truth. But we love to go wrong. Most people don't want to win. Most people get upset when they're not doing anything to grow. Brother, how do I know how do you respond if I don't see the poem? Why I can't read your mind. I don't understand. Why would you ask this question? I can't read your mind. Maybe send me the poem. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. You're asking a question. I don't even know what the fuck to tell you, because I can't read your mind. I don't know what the fuck she said. But this is why you should get out of the game, because if you don't know how to lead a woman, get out of the game. Get out of the game, gentlemen. Shout out to my dog, 1950, guys. Go ahead and subscribe to my boy. Get out, my boy. Much love to my dog, 50. My boy. Shout out to him. But as I'm saying to you guys out here, this is the thing about game that we're trying to tell you. If you want excellence, excellence is not just saying I'm going to be excellent. Excellent is a state of mind, a state of awareness that you have that peaks at a certain level that keeps going up, up, and up. It never drops, because you cultivate a mindset where you look at what you are, your thoughts, and how you pay attention to everything around you. How you do that? And let me answer this, guys. Please put a question if you have one, please. Please put a question, a Q. It says put a Q if you have a question. Please pay attention, young man. But let me say something to you, and I feel sorry for you. I feel so sorry for you. I feel so sorry for you. Because you are not your hair. What is so special about you losing your hair unless you worry about what other people think about you. And this is why you will never be a man, Gaines. What is your hair loss got to do with the fact that you are just weak mentally? What a shame. What a shame, your hair loss. Fuck is that? Fuck your hair. But as I was saying before, you got to cultivate an awareness, gentlemen, that as a man that is looking for excellence, that is going to gain deep insights into who he is. Cultivating a mindset to grow. Cultivating a mindset to empower the traits that you have created for yourself, to then have passion, have optimism, charisma, patience, and be persistently persistent to yourself. And not worry about what someone else is thinking about you, but using the thoughts that you have to transform your mindset when anything comes your way, instead of worrying about whatever that woman is. Because all you guys worship women. Word, it's just how it is. Brother, I don't know if you're talking to me, but I'm going to tell you this one time. I can grow my hair, bitch. I just choose not to. Whether I grow my hair or not, why the fuck do you care, bitch? And I'm going to tell you this much, our problems, our solutions. If you pop off like that again, just take your bitch ass out. Because nobody wants to hear your weak ass fucking statements, fuck trick. Look at this goof ass motherfucker. Can't even use your own fucking face. You are your problem and you'll never be your solution, looking like a bitch. Worried about somebody's hair. And then here you got another fruit booty motherfucker judging a motherfucker who is bald. Isn't that crazy? And then y'all wonder why y'all can't win with women. Yeah, this might not be for him. Because this is why he loses. And this is why all most of you guys lose. Because most of you guys would rather focus on other men first and then focus on women. That's the problem. And what I'm saying is this. All you guys, it doesn't matter. You're going to get, this is the thing I keep telling y'all. Y'all want to talk shit about women. Y'all, listen, y'all can't even get the women y'all talking shit about, which is crazy to me. But you want to know why we don't talk shit about women? Because why? What is the reason to dog out a woman? What's the reason? Does it make you feel better about yourself? Most of you guys out here do not have a model, okay? All right, look, we don't need to hear, look, dog, just don't talk anymore. We don't want to hear that no more. Nope, I'll put you in timeout. I'll put you in timeout. Please, I don't want to hear that shit no more. This is the wrong class. Fuck your bald head. If you're worried about your bald head, you need to get out of this room. This isn't for you. If you're worried about your bald head, this, because what you're saying is you worry about women, so this ain't for you. Thank you, T-Skills. Thank you, T-Skills. When are you guys out here? Lines are open. When are you guys out here going to realize that you are not your clothes? You are not a profile picture or even a profile statement. When are you guys going to realize that, huh? When are you guys gonna realize that you got to be better men? When are y'all gonna realize that? Most of you guys, because your reality is broken, you will never accept that a woman will be willing to be with, date, and love a man that is out of shape, a man that is bald, a man that might be short, a man that might be old, because at the end of the day, it's all about being a man. A man is not defined by his body shape. He's not defined by his age or his hair or his clothes. And if you are thinking you're defined by that, then you know why you're not winning. Because I tell you, I know a lot of you guys want the change, but the hardest thing to do, guys, the hardest thing to change is the perception that you really feel that you're not good enough. But the crazy thing is, to all you guys out here, is that you haven't even tested the market to see if your thought was a lie. Your thought is not the truth. It is the thing that is enslaving you and holding you back from your greatness. Z is saying this. Let me read what Z is saying. Z says, college friends keep saying, I need to get my clothes right to get women. Time to cut them off. What do you think? What do you think? Let me tell you something. If any of my friends told me to get clothes, listen. If I got around Lucario, 1950, Zag, Miles, even Young Taekwondo, and I said some bitch shit like that, they punch me right in my fucking face. Why would you listen to metrosexual guys telling you how to dress? Or, excuse me, not telling you how to dress, but metrosexual guys telling you to wear clothes to get women? How does that work? Go and look in your closet, all the shit that you got for women. Some of you guys used to wear tight, skinny jeans with your asses hanging out, thinking that was going to get you women. And you still didn't get any women. Joseph asked the question, how long should it take to finish the puzzle pieces? Is there a time frame? It doesn't matter. Nope, does not matter. Do it again. When you finish it, do it over again. You keep doing it because you're getting it wrong. But Joseph, what I would love for you to do, Joseph, please, I'm glad that you can work out. I really appreciate that, Joseph. But Joseph, trust me, do not think that that photo is going to get you women, all right? I'm glad that you are dedicating yourself, but I hope this is not to try to pull women. Do not do that, Joseph, or you'll get ate up by a woman. I'm telling you right now, my brother. I'm telling you that right now, brother. All you guys out there, you don't even understand. Not only you guys don't, I'm going to tell y'all something that y'all don't even think about. I want y'all to think about this, see. Most of you guys out here say to yourselves, I'm going to do whatever I can to avoid spending money on women, right? We'll get deep here. A lot of you guys out here are going to say to yourselves that a lot of you guys out here are going to say that I don't want to spend too much time or waste time, and I'm not going to spend or waste any money on women. All right? Most of the guys are going to say that. All right? But let's look how much money you are wasting on women. If every hour of your life that you sit on your ass equaled $1,000, look how much time, look how much money you're putting into women. Because everything you're doing is for women. All the money that you're putting to wear, to dress up for a woman, that goes into the bucket of you spending money on women. All you guys getting your little gym memberships for women, that means you're really putting money into women, and y'all don't even realize that. Y'all don't even realize that. And it's funny that you guys think that you're not really paying for women. Everything most of you guys do, you're paying something for a woman, even though you're paying it for yourself. Because whatever you're paying for yourself for a woman, that means you're paying it for them. Let me say something to you, man. And I'm going to say this with love, and I want y'all to understand this. I want y'all to understand this. I want y'all to understand this. This is exactly why, and listen, this is not a knock on him, but he is you. This is you right now. I want y'all to see this weak-ass shit that this weak motherfucker is saying, okay? Let me show you this shit. How many, you remember I told you a few days ago how you take your paper and you show what you are by worrying about, look at the victim or the feminine in this thing. This weak motherfucker is crying that he works 60 hours a week. And he's saying the women complain. Guys, let me ask you a question. Who's at fault here? Who's at fault here? Who's at fault here? See, let me explain what this guy is doing, and y'all don't even see it, and y'all do the same thing. See, when you don't have game and you're weak as fuck, you want to set yourself up to be the victim on shit. So that's the first part of his weak bitch-ass statement. His second statement is really showing his truth because the women are fucking complaining, right? And look at him bitching. Look at him bitching. And then y'all wonder why you can't win when all you're doing is complaining. Look at that red pill shit. He's part of a red pill. You can smell him. Talking about his fucking weak-ass job and then talking about women complaining. Thank you, G. Absolutely. He's trying to get sympathy because he works 60 hours. Oh, boo-hoo. And the women complain. He ain't even getting any women. Sad. Guys, the number to call in is 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056. If you've got a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered. But, gentlemen, we got to look at what's going on here because I don't think, see, y'all think everything is about the woman. Y'all think the woman is actually the problem. But look at who you guys follow, who you listen to, and what you do on a consistent basis. And what I'm saying to all you guys out here is that if you cannot handle who you are to yourself, the world is going to eat you up. And that's what it does on a consistent basis, gentlemen. Shout out to everyone's in the chat. Shout out to my dogs. And what I'm saying to you guys out here is excellence is something different. How can you pursue excellence if you are not willing to embrace change? How are you going to embrace getting the women to submit to you, kiss your ass, cook for you, and get rid of other men, not because you want them to get rid of them. They'll get rid of them because they want to be about you. That's what I'm saying. Let me block. You got to put him in timeout. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I apologize. Let me take that off. Sorry, Carl. Anyway, I was saying before, next one, I'm going to kick him out. I don't want to hear that stupid shit. Anyway, most of you guys out here run away from change. You run away from it because you really don't want to stand on it. Brother, you didn't ask me a question. Put a Q next time, motherfucker. Put a Q. You ain't talking to me. If you're talking to me, put a Q. Because I don't like talking to feminine guys that make excuses like women. You ain't talking to me. So if you're talking to me, you put a Q in there. Motherfucker. Crazy. And this is why y'all lose. Because your reality sets you up to lose. John, whatever you are, we ain't talking about no fucking law of attraction, sitting on the sideline. Don't talk about that shit. You guys do not want to follow information. You guys do not want to change. You guys do not want to experience everything. You guys do not want to see a new perspective or anything. But yet you want women to want you, and you don't even want to be excellent for yourself. He hasn't been following. That's a lie. He ain't been following me for 4 years. That's a lie. Red, that's a lie. Red, that's a lie. That motherfucker ain't been following me for 4 years. That bitch ain't been following. He ain't a student of mine. I don't know who the fuck he is. He ain't been following me. Nope. That's a lie. That motherfucker been on that red pill side. He has not been following me with that bitch shit he's saying. He ain't following me. He ain't following me. As I was saying to you guys out there. Yeah, Hagen, he ain't been following me, dog. He ain't been following me. He been on that red pill shit. He ain't been following me. He know he ain't following me. I never have no guy follow me for 4 years talking like he old female. I'd be goddamn. Let's see here. Question. How can I be more deep and wide? Like how you say go? Well, G, for gamer, call in and I'll tell you how. I'll call in because I need to talk to you. Because I don't understand deep and what. You got it? Guys, you are just asking outside questions that have no severity or anything, man. All right. Well, look, okay, I'm going to do you a favor. First, I'm going to put you in timeout. You say something again, and I'm going to do you a favor and kick you out. There you go. So you won't feel attacked because I don't want you in your emotions. So you can just, as I told you before, please be quiet. And other than that, just excuse yourself from this room. Because if you're feeling attacked, that's feminine, this ain't for you. So you have your first warning. Say something again, and I will happily, kindly usher you out of this room because this is not for you. Before I time out this guy, I want to show you, why do you think I'm a guy? Why, I don't understand something. I am not teaching you how to be a pimp, a player, a baller, or anything like that. So, Joseph, this is your final warning because this ain't for you as well. I'll put you in timeout. This is not for you, sir. This is your last time because we don't teach macking. I don't even know why you would say that. That's really disrespectful. That's really disrespectful, man. Anyway. Guys, y'all are welcome to ask a question, call in. We got you covered. But we're here to get y'all to understand some stuff that y'all don't get. It is hard to change when all you're doing is sitting on your lazy ass not doing anything. And I'm telling you right now, y'all guys are going towards 40. And y'all guys do not understand, the more you go towards 40, the more you're going to head into this midlife crisis. You are right head. You're going right. Your Titanic is heading right for that iceberg, and you don't even realize it because all your life you're sitting around letting everybody tell you what to do with your life, and I am not doing that. Okay, sir. I don't understand what this question is for. Why are you? What are some stories? Let me ask you a question, C-Dog, and this is, I'm not trying to be a dick, but I'm trying to show you why you're losing. What do my stories of game have to do with the fact you don't have game? What will my stories do for you? And if my stories do something for you, then that's the problem. My stories are my stories, like your stories are your stories. So you, I'm trying to get you and everybody out here listening to learn how to create your own story. If you are able to create your own story, you got it. That's where you're going wrong. Then I'm going to, dude, stop. Don't be in here. This is not for you. Why are you wasting your time here? Gentlemen, for the handful of you guys that are actually students of the game, do you see why it is so easy to get a woman? You got people out here asking questions about other men that have nothing to do with the fact they don't have game. And I know they're taking, you know what? Because their reality and perception, they're always used to warm milk being tucked in and read a story by mommy. They think I'm being mean. They can't handle this. But I'm telling you right now, if you can't handle this, you'll never be able to handle a woman when she checks your ass at the door. When she hits you or abuses you. You guys do not understand how your mind is playing tricks on you by throwing you off to focus on things that have nothing to do with game. Your mind is pushing you away. Your mind is saying that, you know what? I don't understand. Gee, wait a second. Did you not fucking ask the question, how can I go more deep than wide? Like how you say go deep, not wide. Did you not ask that question, gamer? And then you're saying that you're not asking about other men, Steve. I was answering. Wait a second. How are you answering a question when you're asking? Wait. I'm lost. You're asking me a question right here. How are you answering a question by asking a question? How does that happen? Gentlemen, as I said, well, G, well, okay, hold on. You know what? Let's watch this, guys. G, you got a minute to call into the show. You got 1 minute to call into the show, right? Well, I'm going to start you right now. You got 1 minute to call into the show or go ahead and block me. You got 1 minute because you know what? If you're going to say some shit, you're going to stand on it, okay? If you're going to say for it, you're going to stand on it. Come on. You got 1 minute, G. You got 1 minute. If you don't call in 1 minute, you're gone. Because I'm going to show you, see, I'm going to show all you guys in the classroom how women want men to be. Because if he's going to say all this shit, he's going to back it up. If I got to force him to do it, he's going to do it. Because the problem with a lot of you guys out here is y'all just run and hide behind your little words and phrases. So, G, you better hurry up. You got 1 minute to call in. Because if you don't call in, you're gone. I'm telling you right now. Because if you're actually about what you want to know, you're going to call in to defend your point. Because if I got you wrong, I need you to explain yourself. And you have less than, you got 15 seconds. No, you got 15 seconds. No, you're from the UK, then send me your number. I'm going to give you one extra minute, send me your number, and I'll call you. because I don't want to hear this shit. I don't want to hear I got you wrong. I didn't get you wrong. Oh, Gaines, I don't understand. Let me go to a decent question. Who asked that question? He asked, how do you come up with the ideas for your boardroom? What do you mean the ideas? Supreme, I need more. Supreme, I need more from it. What do you mean the ideas? I don't understand what you mean. How do I come up with what ideas? What are you talking about? What ideas are you talking about, sir? I don't know what you mean. What ideas are you talking about, sir? Please let me know, and I will be happy to answer. I need to know more, okay? You're asking a good question. I need you to more, okay? I need more from you, okay? I'm going to let this slide, but I'm going to tell you this one last time. I was raised by my mother from when did she get divorced? All right. So she got divorced. And this is in the book because I got the part in the book called One Mom, Two Dads. So her first divorce was when I think I was two. And then she got remarried and then got divorced. And then she was a single mom for me and my sister and my little brother since I was in the fifth or sixth grade, from the fifth grade. So what the fuck do you mean I got to understand you? Let me ask you a question. If you're trying to learn from me, why the fuck do I have to understand you? I need you to answer that question. If you're trying to learn from me, please explain to me why I have to understand you. I came from a single mother. I came from a single mother home. Two-bedroom apartment, Gaithersburg, Maryland, on 49. Wait, no, that was Sherwood Road. I think it was I forgot. It was on Clopper Road, Gaithersburg, Maryland, in a place called Orchard Pond. Look it up. Two-bedroom apartment. Had to share a room with my sister. So what are you talking about? Tell me. I want to know what you're telling me about. What? Well, because I came from a single mother. So what? Why am I not in my fucking feelings? Why am I not crying about my mommy? So why don't you tell me why I have to care about what you think if you're trying to learn from me? You don't have a sword. How do you sharpen off of somebody? You ain't got. Dude, please stop talking. Please stop talking. Let's keep going. One take. We don't approach women, sir. We don't approach women. We put our bid in. So I don't understand what you mean by approach. I understand what you mean by that, sir. Next question, how do you use writing to get to know yourself better? I need more information. I don't know what you mean. In what way? You say get better how? I understand what you're asking the question, but I'm not trying to be a dick here. I just need more depth in your question because I can't read your mind, and that's why I need you to please answer that question back if you can. I will answer it happily, okay? I will answer it happily. You say, how do you use writing to get to know yourself better, personal journey? But for what? I mean, for what, sir? I don't understand. I need more, okay? I need more. I need to understand more. I don't know what you mean. I don't approach women, so I don't know what you mean by painting a picture as an approach. I don't teach approaching women, so I don't know what you mean. All right, we don't approach women in this show right here. We don't approach women. We don't approach women. But the beautiful thing about game, okay? Yeah, what'd you say, Jay? You said right on the corner of Quince Orchard, not Queens. Quince Orchard. Orchard Pond is a Copper Road separated Orchard Pond and Quince Orchard. So what I would do is I would go to play football in Quince Orchard instead of Orchard Pond. So I would, and I went to Brown Station Elementary. So that's where I went as well. So I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just making this shit up. You know what I mean? I'm not making this up. I don't understand what's your question, sir. What is it? Can you answer my question? Lewis, I missed your question, Lewis. Lewis, I missed your question. Let me find you, Lewis. Lewis, can you ask your question again? I don't see your question. Lewis, can you ask your question again? I'll be happy to answer your question, sir. What is your question, sir? What is it? I'll be happy to answer it. I'm sorry, I didn't see it. I see your cue now, but I didn't see the other one. So if you can ask the question again, I'll be happy to answer the question. Okay? Sir, I understand you're new here. What we do is we put our bid in. We don't approach women. See, the thing is, when you approach women, you're talking at women and not to them, meaning that when you see a woman, you're going to base what you say off of the woman versus yourself, meaning that you're going to say a million different things to a million different women, and we don't do that. As men, we put our bid in. It is one thought, one mind, one way, and if you want to learn your bid, get 30 minutes because that's how long it takes for you to learn your bid. But other than that, we don't approach women here. I don't even know what the fuck, how to even approach a woman. Lewis, I didn't get your question. I got a how do. That's all I got from you, Lewis. I didn't get a how do from you, okay? I didn't get a how. I need to know more from you, Lewis. Help me out, brother. I got you. If you just ask the question, I got you. Went to Gaithersburg High. Well, I didn't go to Gaithersburg. I went to Brown Station. I went to Ridgeview. And because my sister was so popular, when we moved to Germantown, I went to Martin Luther King. And then instead of going to Seneca Valley High School where I played football for junior high and stuff, I moved to the Virginia. I was in Norfolk, Virginia at that point. So I know what Gaithersburg is. Respect to you. Yeah. But yeah, I'm from the DMV. That's what we do, man. That's what we do, brother. So let's see here. Let's see here. Tony asked a question. Let's see. Are you free even times with COVID? Yes, absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Just get at me, brother. I got you. Get at me. Please do. Please do. Let me see here. Next question here. The lines are open. Yes. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. If you want to learn how to put, wait, if wanted to learn how to put my bid in and ask a question about some of the things you say in your products, you have to, well, the, okay. Your bid is your letter A. You'll understand it when you learn your bid, okay? Matter of fact, when you learn your bid, you'll learn, if I got a marker, there, you'll learn your bid through the blueprint. I can't show you that because that's for the guys that have their bid, but the bid is you learning how to talk to a woman one way, but it is very hard, very complicated. Like the guy that called in and told you the other night, it's easy at first, but it's going to get very difficult. But once you learn it, you'll be fine. You'll be fine once you learn it. But we don't approach women, okay? When you learn how to put your bid in, you don't have to worry about that, okay? All right? When you learn your bid, you'll be able to go up to any woman anytime to say whatever you want because you're going to be clear, concise, and impactful on what you're saying, okay? All right? So how do I improve my communication skills? Well, Supreme Laughter, if you want to learn your communication skills, then you got to start becoming a student of the game, brother. See, you're asking a trigonometry question and you don't know how to count from 1 to 10. You're not going to improve your communication skills because it's not just your communication skills that are the problem to you real quick. First let me give a shout out to my dog Miles real quick. Let me give a shout out to Miles real quick before. Shout out to Miles, man. Great show you did today, brother. I was watching that shit. Great show, Miles. Great show. But what I'm saying to you is this. Listen to me. See, the thing that your mind has you thinking is you're thinking, how do I fix my communication skills? But there are so many layers of things that are broken inside you that's going to hurt your communication skills. You have no confidence. You have no standard. You have no mouthpiece. You have no scribe. You have no marketing team. You have no blacksmith. You have no detective. You have no culinary school. You have no film room. You have no drug lab. You don't have a lot of these things. So what you're asking is how do I communicate? But how can you communicate when you haven't even created communicating with yourself first? So this is why y'all guys are going to go wrong, man. No, Miles, that was good shit, man. Good show, Miles. That shit was fire, brother. Let me keep going. Caller asked, when putting a bid in, how can I paint a picture? One take, you don't have a bid, so I'm going to keep going. One take. Let me ask you a question. If I teach the bid and you have never learned the bid, then why are you asking me a question about something that you have not learned yet? Asking you kindly, please ask a question that fits you and stop lying in this room because we want honesty, okay? We want honesty. So please stop asking questions. You don't have a bid. So please stop acting like you got one because you and I have not talked yet. So please stop using words that you do not understand because it shows how weak you are, sir. I'm saying that with love. It's a phone call, sir, unless you get a Skype consultation. When learning game, is there a timestamp to progress in a game that take? Okay, J-Dog, great question. Listen, the thing is there's no timestamp on infinite. See, if I told you there was a timestamp, then I'm fucking you over. Because every day your end is going to be your new beginning tomorrow. And every day that you soak up information, it's infinite, dog. There is no timestamp on learning who you are. But you can start whenever you want. Remember, one of my best clients, Mike, he came in, what was he, 49? I think he was 49. And he was dating 52-year-old women, 54-year-old women, and some 48-year-old women. And he didn't know anything. But you know what he did? He didn't ask questions. He became a student of the game. He soaked up the game, got coached, got everything. Then after a few years, he became a gigolo, and he was just killing it. His greatest shock was when he pulled a 24-year-old woman at the mall that was going to college. And then he just started all – then it went from 24 to 22 to 25 to 26 to 30, back to 21. So he was all over the place. So his problem became how does he manage his roster. So, yeah, but there's no time on that, okay? He's saying our problems put your bid in. Just call in if you don't actually want help. Okay, I don't know what that means, but okay. All right, so let's keep going. Let's keep going, guys. Got questions. I'm here to answer questions. We'll continue talking, but your questions come first, and I want to answer your questions, okay? He's asking, how do I learn about the rooms and teams that you mentioned? Well, then you got to be able to be a student of the game. You're not going to learn this stuff by just sitting on your ass, okay? And I'm going to tell you one last time, if you ask a question twice, I'm going to have to let you go, okay? I'm reading your question. You don't have to say it twice, okay? All right? Lewis still didn't ask his question. I don't know where Lewis is at, but he didn't ask his question. What helps you feel comfortable in your own skin? I don't understand what that means. What do you mean what helps me feel comfortable in my own skin? Why wouldn't I feel comfortable in my own skin? Why feel comfortable in our own skin? I don't understand that. I don't understand what you mean. I need more on this. Let me get to the next question. Sir, this is not for you. Please listen. If you're making a game about a color, dog, this ain't for you. I'll put you in timeout. Please don't ask me another question. And before I kick you out, I'm just want to let you know why I was gonna kick this guy out. Now, I did ask him kindly to stop talking about and be acting like a woman. Did I not tell him that, guys? Did I not ask him kindly to not come in here and be a victim? Did I not ask him kindly? So y'all can't say I wasn't mean to him when I'm booting him the fuck out. I asked him kindly to not come in here and act like a victim. I asked him kindly. How do you become a student of the game? Do you mean? Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I did. Yes. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Yes. That's how you do it. No, you shouldn't. You've been here too long. Nope. I'm going to tell you no. I'm going to tell you no. Guys, listen to me. See this, guys? I'm going to tell him no. This is why you shouldn't start with your puzzle pieces. Do not waste my time. Don't ever ask me a question again, Supreme, because if you've been as long as you've been in here and you don't have your puzzle pieces, don't talk to me again. Talk to everybody else. But if you put a cue talking to me, I'm going to ban you. Do not talk to me. No, don't. No, Nate. No, the answer is no. He's been in here way too long to sit around and do what he's doing. No, tell him no. Philly, hold on. I got you 1 second with your question. Area code 216, sir. How can I help you, man? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Yes, I can help you, sir. What's
my
up?
Question, yeah. So I was trying to set up a date with this girl, and
okay,
she
why'd you set
flaked.
It up? Wait, what do you mean she flaked? Wait, okay, tell me how you set the date up.
I was telling her about the place that I was trying to take
her to
the ice cream.
No, no, stop. I'm the girl. Tell me how you set the date up. Tell me what you said, word by word. Tell me how you set the date up.
I said, have you tried Prairie Line ice cream? And she said the flavor or its place. And I said the flavor. And then she said, I don't think I liked it. And then I told her about what Mitchell's ice cream had and the different flavors that they had.
Who
and
told
I told
you,
her
who
that
told
I wanted
to meet
up.
Hey, sir, who told you to say that weak-ass shit?
Myself.
And if you have loser thoughts and you try to tell yourself something, is it going to be a winner thought or a loser thought?
Loser thought.
Okay. No, listen. I got you, young man. I'm not being hard on you, but I want you to listen. Why didn't you just tell her where you're going and have her accompany you? Why would you say what you said? Well, I don't understand why you said what you said. What did that mean?
I was telling her about the place.
Wait, hold on. Can someone read Lewis's comments? I don't know what the fuck he's saying. Lewis, why don't you do this? Just man up and call into the show, sir. That way I can get your question. So, Lewis, call into the show, please. If you did it 4 times, you're really adamant about the question. So, Lewis, call into the show. Man up and call into the show. God damn. Call into the show. Stop asking questions and call into the show. If the question is that important, Lewis, call into the show, sir. 216. So you asked to go on a date. She flaked. But you didn't even ask her to go on a date, though.
I told her to meet me on Monday at 8 p.m. and to wear
a
red sundress, and
okay,
she was going to send me.
Did she say yes or no?
No.
She
didn't
asked
say any of that.
She didn't say anything back?
No, she said something, but she was telling me that she doesn't have the dress that I wanted her to wear.
Why are you telling her to wear? How old are you, 216? How old are you, big guy?
20. I'm 20.
Okay. Why are you telling her to wear a dress?
I wanted to try something different, but I guess I didn't know what I was doing.
No, you didn't know what you're doing. So, again, when you asked her to go on a date, did she say yes or no?
She didn't say yes or no. She was telling me that she didn't have the dress.
Stop. Young man, how did she flake on you?
Well, she said she was going to send me a picture when she got home, and then a week and a half went by, and I never got any.
Sir, you said she flaked on you on the date.
No, not
right?
The date. I'm saying to the meetup to the date.
What do you mean the meetup to the date? I don't understand. What do you mean the meetup to the date?
Well, to set up the date, she was supposed to text me back the address, and then I was going to confirm that.
Text you back? What? Why are you? Oh. Why are you telling her to wear a dress to eat ice cream, sir? Hello?
Yeah, I was just trying things out.
Okay, listen to me. How long have you been listening to me, young man?
For 7 months.
You've been listening to me for 7 months, and this is what you've come up with?
Yes. And another thing is I also worked on my bid with you. This was before I worked on my bid.
Sir, listen. I'm going to ask you nicely. And I need you to answer this question. Tell me why you told her to wear a dress. What is your reason why? And I don't want to hear I was trying some shit out. Because if you're going to say that, just hang the fucking phone up on me. So I'm going to ask you again, sir. Why did you ask her to wear a fucking dress to eat ice cream?
Because when I saw her in person, she was wearing a sundress, and I wanted her to wear something similar to that.
And she said that, and she said no, she wasn't going to do that. She didn't do it. So I don't understand. What is your question?
She just texted me back today, and I was calling you to.
What did she text you? Oh my God, dude! Come on, dude. What did she text you back, man? What did she text you?
She said you got my number when I was. She said, you just got my number and you didn't say anything.
That's what she said to you?
Yes.
She said, damn, you got my number. What?
And you didn't say anything.
Then call her right now and tell her about the date you're going on with her to eat ice cream this weekend. Call her right now. You ready? Now listen, get your nuts up. You call her right now and tell her when you're going on a date and talk to her. Okay? Come on.
Okay.
Let's do it right now. You got 20 seconds. Call her right now. Don't be scared. And if you get an answer machine, leave her a message about the date. Let's go.
Okay.
Tell her that, listen, when did you say as far as the date? You said the ice cream place. When do you want to go there? You tell me. What day do you want to go and what time do you want to go?
Friday at 6 p.m.
There you go. So let her know you're free Friday at 6 p.m. I'm free Friday at 6 p.m., and I want you to accompany me to the ice cream, okay? That's all you got to say, all
okay.
right, buddy? All right, click over and say it. You got this. You got this. Go and get it.
All right.
All right, you got this. 773, I'll bring you in next.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Mo, can you hear me? I'm sorry, Steve. I got to try it again. I'm not playing around. I clicked it and something happened.
Do it again, man.
Why are you calling him on my phone?
Because I'm trying to set this date up for me and you, for you to accompany me. So I want you to accompany me on Friday at 6 p.m. at Mitchell's Ice Cream. You know, by the MoMA Museum. Dude, she hung up.
Let me ask you a question. Do you not understand that bitch didn't even fucking respect your fucking ass? How long have you been talking to this fucking woman for and begging her? How long?
Since July 1st.
Why the fuck have you been for 13 days letting that woman talk to you that way? And then hang up in your face and say to you, why are you calling me? And you still acting soft? What is wrong with you, man? Can you not read the writing on the wall that she's not interested in you? Can you?
Yeah, now I can.
Sir, the fucking woman said, why are you calling me? Is that not enough to let you know she's not interested in you? Let me ask you a question. Do you have a handicap or disability? Because I don't want to be yelling at you. And I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I don't.
I'm serious. No, listen. No, I'm serious. Did you ride the short bus, or did you have to get remedial things because you wasn't mentally equipped to be in the classroom with the regular kids? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious. Was there something wrong? Did you have a mental disability?
No.
Then how the fuck can you not read the writing on the fucking wall? Do you think a woman is interested in you when she says, why are you calling me? You don't see that. Dude, I'm hanging up on you, dog. I can't talk to you, dog. I'm going to move to the next call. Erico 773, what's up, sir? How can I help you?
It's Lewis. I was trying to type in the message out of the office because I put shit.
How you doing, Lewis? What's going on, Lewis? I'm sorry. What's going on? What's up, Lewis?
All right, so I'm 51, and
okay.
I've been dating this 34-year-old.
Yes.
And every time we go out, she's constantly shit testing me. And I don't know.
Okay.
And my question, I guess, was.
I had a question. We're going to solve it. No. Hey, Lewis, this is with you on the man show. Are you ready to solve the shit?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm ready to solve this shit. Type this up. You got to type right next to you or write this down. Because you're about to call her live on the air and check her fucking ass.
Oh, man, I haven't called her in like a week and a half.
Nope, it doesn't matter. We're going to call her right now, and we're going to get this shit straight.
I don't know if that's a good idea at this point.
All right, well, Lewis, go ahead and hang up. All right, Lewis, I'm going to let you go then. I'm going to ask you one last time. Do you want to be a man and solve this, or you want to be a bitch and cry? What do you want to do, big guy?
No. I'm not trying to be a bitch and cry. I'm just
okay,
asking
then,
for, like,
okay, then write this down. Wait, write this down. We're going to solve it. I'm going to show you how to do
all right,
this shit.
Let me ask you a question, and then...
I don't need you to ask me a question. I already know your question. The bitch is testing
what
your
is
weak
it?
Fucking ass because you ain't got no backbone, dog. So I'm going to show
no,
you
no,
how
no,
to
no.
end it. Dog,
no,
you
I'm trying to see.
Did you not
check
think
me out,
she was
check me out.
Me?
Check me out. I'm trying to discern if she is just a straight-up bitch or if she's just shit-testing me to test my strength. That's it. That's my
sir, Lewis,
how do you know the difference?
Lewis, you don't have any strength. Right. You're weak as fuck. You don't have any strength. I'm just being honest with you. So do you want to man up and fix this? Or do you, if you think it's funny, just hang the fucking phone up. Because I don't want to talk to no bitch.
I don't know why you think shit is funny.
I'm serious. This is why y'all... All right, so then get your paper and pencil, and we'll call her, and I'm going to tell you what to do. Let's go.
I don't have a speakerphone. I don't know how I would do it.
Dude,
maybe it won't
work
tonight.
Wait, do you have a Cricket phone or do you have an Android or Apple? What kind of phone do you have?
I got an Apple phone.
Goodbye. Just hang up. Bye. Goodbye. I'm done. Goodbye. Get the fuck off the phone. Do y'all see why y'all can't? Y'all see why y'all lose with women? I want all my everybody look. Do y'all see why y'all lose with women? Y'all take everything as a joke. This weak ass motherfucker is letting a woman dog him out every time you see him, and he thinks he's got strength. And I'm trying to solve this for him, and he wants to tell me he can't know how to use his fucking Cricket-ass phone? Man, I want to hear that shit. This is why y'all lose with women. He has the nerve to tell me the woman, just like the last caller, is disrespecting him. And he's allowing it. And then you guys think everything is a joke. You're a king. You don't play around with this kind of fire and let a woman walk all over you. Let's take 216. Follow me on this. The first guy, 216. The woman fucking said on the air, why are you calling me? So that means she already told that motherfucker from the get-go that she didn't want him. So what was this creepy ass doing? Bugging her. She didn't want him. Then she hung up on his fucking face. And he still didn't see that she didn't want him. Then you got this 51-year-old cupcake calling in the show. Messaged me 4 times. He told me, guys, that his woman has been disrespecting him every time. He's calling it a shit test. There's only one shit test, guys. Listen to me. Get your crayons out. There's only one shit test. You want to know why, gentlemen? because that's the first and last time she's going to do it. So, and then he had to lie, say he came from a thing of strength. And then I'm telling him to call her and check her fucking ass at the door. He didn't have the balls to do it. So I didn't want to waste your time or my time. And Ray, I'm telling you right now, you're bullshitting me. You're playing games, Ray. You got one last time. I told you. One last time, we're done. So you better make that last time the right time because you're bullshitting me, Ray. So stop playing games. Let me get to the next thing. Let me get to y'all questions. What I'm saying to y'all guys, this is why so many of you guys lose with women. Because so many of you guys, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense why you guys allow women to do this, all right? All right? Look, I'm going to go ahead and bye. Get out of my room. Get out of my room, Joseph. I don't want to hear that crying shit. I helped you out. Get out of my room. If you got trauma, this is not for you. Go seek some help. This is not for you. But listen to me, guys. You want to know when you have game why you can win? Because this is what women are dealing with on a constant basis. This is what they're dealing with on a constant basis, all right? And this is why everything is wrong with a lot of you guys, because y'all are actually not trying to win. 772, I'll bring you 1 second. Let's see here. Hold on, 772. You recommend that we practice? No, no, Jay. Jay, listen to me. Never practice. Approaches are like practice. When you practice something, that means you don't know what you're doing. When you rehearse something, that means you know it and you're trying to perfect it. We don't practice over here. We rehearse. Let me bring in 772, but good question, sir. 772, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's going on, buddy? How's it going?
Yeah, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, my question is this. My question is this. Is there a certain amount of money a man should spend on the first date?
Yeah. It should be between 99 cents at a loaf of bread, and I got to look up ice cream, probably between 99 cents and maybe $5. I'm thinking, like, how much is a tea? Like, it depends on – see, when you go to a tea shop, you should know how much tea is. So tea is what, like four or $5? Ice cream is about, what, $3 or $4? A loaf of bread is 99 cents. A glass of wine, that could probably range from – I don't know, 10 maybe to $14. So that should be your range, somewhere between 99
I'm gonna say this.
And 14. Yes.
Somebody said, and I was in a room with a bunch of guys and some women on this goddamn club I was out. And I told the guys, the women got mad with me because I told guys that you got women who go out to these clubs and they just be hustling for free drinks. So I told the guy, he was like, man, if a nice girl walk up to you and want to talk to you or whatever, and you seem to be interested in them or whatnot, would you just go ahead and buy them a drink? And I'm like,
no.
Fuck no.
No, no. Exactly. Good job. No. Listen, that's your – hey, dog. See, when you learn your tea, coffee, ice cream place, you'll know how much ice cream costs, tea, coffee, cocoa, bread, and wine. The most expensive thing might be the wine. Again, wine might cost maybe a glass of wine, maybe between $14 and $10. Wine is not that expensive. But that's probably the most you're going to come off with is wine. That's probably the most thing you'll spend. The least amount you'll spend is 99 cents getting a loaf of bread. And that's all they're worth right now. And I'm not joking. I'm serious. That's all they're worth. A loaf of bread or some wine or cocoa, ice cream or tea or coffee. That's all they're worth. They're not special enough to get anything outside of that.
All right, man. Okay. Gotcha. I appreciate you.
All right. Great question, sir. I'll throw you back in. Very great question. Thank you, sir. Very, very great question. Let me keep going in here. Next question is asked. What helps you feel? Oh, we already talked about that shit. This guy's saying, I've been pondering the question of what I want from a woman outside of sex for the past few days, and nothing has come to mind. Well, then this is not for you, man. What it amazes is, okay, let me say something. Let me show y'all something, those that are watching. And thanks for y'all guys watching. I appreciate you guys. Yeah, ask question. I got y'all covered. But the problem with this question, it shows the lack of self-worth you have. If you can't see what a woman can do for you, then you're the problem. Because if you think they're only good for sex, then that's the problem why you're not fucking. So you have got to have a, you need some help, dog. You need some serious help. Because if you actually think that's all they're good for, then dude, this is the wrong place. Because what you see, the problem with guys like you is that you are on that red pill side. And I can tell by what you're saying right here. You hate women. And I would never want a woman around someone around you, because you would be a very abusive, inconsiderate dick to a woman. So I would tell any woman to stay away from a guy like you. You're bad news. If you don't have enough worth and value to yourself to see what they can do for you, but fuck. Man, you're weird, dude. You're that close to getting kicked out. Guys, don't be like that loser. Steve, what if a girl that never been in a relationship asks you to wait after asking her out? Wait, okay. Mr. Khan, what do you mean wait? I don't understand what you mean. I need more depth, sir. What do you mean by wait? I don't understand what you mean by wait. What do you mean by wait, sir? What do you mean by wait? I need to know what you mean by wait, sir. I don't understand what you mean by wait. I don't know what you mean by wait. What do you mean? I just need to know, and I got you covered. I got you. Let me get this covered. Bobby has asked a question. Let me see. Bobby says, I have some questions about the order of how should I work through. Well, Bobby, talk to me on the back end, Bobby. Talk to me on the back end, Bobby. We're not talking about this on the thing. Shout out to the 130 in the motherfucking room. Shout out to you guys. Much love and respect to you guys. Thank you very much. I know for a lot of you guys, this is new. This is not tough. This is very important that we're talking this way, because, gentlemen, I need you to understand something. For a lot of you guys that are listening, y'all brand new, and y'all are saying, my God, this guy is a fucking dick, and he's just inconsiderate, and he's mean to me, and why is he talking that way? Shouldn't he be more compassionate? Shouldn't he be more understanding to my whims and all this other stuff? To you guys for a second, for those guys who think like that, let me talk to y'all for a second, okay? Please, for all y'all guys that are listening to me, okay, the reason I'm talking to you this way is because I've got to shift your wait, pause real quick. Everybody listen to me, get your crayons out, because I need you to understand something, please, gentlemen. This is very important, and I'm telling you, this is very important. Right now, for every one of you guys out there that think I'm being mean and rude and harsh, and I'm not being considerate of your feelings, all right? You have to understand. If you don't understand anything, I need you to understand this. I need you to understand that your reality and your perception of not only yourself, but of women is so bad that when a woman talks to you, she is not going to respect you. As I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to you guys right now is that you are actually food when you hold yourself back from taking risks. You are food when you don't plan. You are food when you fear failure. You are food when you keep saying yes versus saying no. You are food when you don't consider the consequences of your actions. You are food when you don't take time to make decisions for yourself. You're food when you do not think critically enough about who you are. You are food when all you want to do is fuck. You are food when you have unrealistic expectations. Food when you allow people to walk all over you. You are food when you beg and barter for sex. You are food when you cannot look at the fact that you have limiting beliefs, bad attitudes, and you are emotional like a woman. You are food when all the thoughts that you have are worshiping women. So if you think what I am doing is bad, then this is not for you, because everything I'm trying to do is get you to shift your thinking and wake up from the fake dream that you're in, thinking that you, who has no game, cannot talk to women or anything like that, think that a woman is really going to want to be with you. Look at not the last call, but look at the two calls before that. Let's look at those, gentlemen, if you want to listen to me. You have one guy listen to me for 7 months, and he let this woman who knows that didn't want him, he called because he still desperately wants to kiss her ass. He called her on the show, and she said, "Why are you calling me?" And then hung up in his fucking face. And he still could not see that she didn't want him. Then you had guy number two, 51-year-old guy. 51-year-old guy that told me his woman is disrespectful to him, not once, not twice, but every time they go out. And when I try to help solve the situation like men do, what did he do? Guys, listen to me. They laughed in my face. They laughed at me like it was a joke. Gentlemen, if you think this is a joke, I'm telling you, listen, guys. Your fucking opponent that you're too busy looking at knows that you are obsessed with complaining, because they know you bitching makes you feel better, because they can smell their own. Women complain because they're in their fucking feelings, and that's why they get a free pass. You complain because you're in your feelings and you don't get a free pass, because men are not supposed to be in their feelings. You want everybody to feel sorry for you, but listen to me. And I'm going to say this before we continue. Life, time, and the game does not care about any of us. Life, time, and the game does not give a fuck about any of us. And they're going to keep on moving whether we're on this planet or not, because they don't give a fuck about us. But when you learn how to honor the game and you learn how to honor time, it begins to work for you rather than not work for you at all. So if you think that I am being mean to you, then this is not for you. Go to a cuddle party. But if I cannot get you to shift what you think, then I have failed you. And if you don't want to change what you're thinking, then this is not the place for you. I just want to say that to you guys out there. Let's continue with the show, because because we're very deep over here. We own some real stuff over here. Okay. Let's see. Let me get to the next question. Guys, got a question? Put a Q in there, or y'all call in. The lines are open, gentlemen. The lines are open. Make sure y'all put a Q if you're talking to me. Y'all got a question? Put a Q in there, and I got you covered. Other than that, we'll continue with the show. It's the Man Mindset, guys. I'm the Dean. Class in session. See, gentlemen, what I'm trying to tell you that's hard to stick is that when you become excellent in what you are as a man, then all this other stuff that you feel are problems go away. Okay? All these things go away. Tyler, I didn't check. Let me check, Tyler. Tyler, I'm doing a show. I cannot check what you send. All right, let's see here. All right. Tyler, you sent me 9 fucking photos, dude. I can't. I like that one. I'll show that one. Inappropriate. God damn it, Tyler. Why do you always do this to me, Tyler? Tyler, why do you always do this to me? You know why I love my student, Tyler? You know why I love my student, Tyler? The reason why I love my student, Tyler, is unlike you guys, he is a top student of mine. But he's still in here every damn show that we do when he can. And he's still learning, and that's why he is where he's at, because he knows what excellence is. He knows what excellence is. And every time, and this is not showing off. This is Tyler just being a bad motherfucker. Because Tyler, unlike a lot of you guys out here, decided that you didn't want to learn game. You wanted to sit around and complain. You wanted to not really grow as men. As men. Let's see here. Let me get to Tyler's stuff. I'm gonna grab some of Tyler's stuff. And again, this is what happens when you learn game and you learn and be a student of excellence. When you are a student of excellence, this is your life. Let me pause. Excuse me, everybody. G. Did I ask you what the fuck you think, G? Did I ask you what you think? He was talking to me. He wasn't talking to you. Why are you, G, don't talk anymore, please. Please, G, don't talk anymore. Don't say shit anymore, G. Do not say anything else. I don't understand why you guys out here. Oh, God damn it. Nathan. What Tyler meets his girls is none of your fucking business. You're not Tyler. Don't worry about what Tyler. Don't answer that question. Ask him and worry about another man, Nathan. Stop. Nathan, stop. What is wrong with you guys? Why are y'all so adamant about other men? Don't worry. You know what Tyler does? Tyler does what my student does. His own thing. So stop asking where he's going, because you're not Tyler. You don't have Tyler's game. You don't have Tyler's mouthpiece. You don't have Tyler's communication and sex skills. So stop asking where Tyler is going, because you're not him. This is what's wrong with y'all guys. You want to follow another guy. Stop doing that, Nathan. Come on, man. And I'm saying this with love. All right, I got a few of them. All right, let me see if I can grab these Tyler things. Thank you. I know G ain't going to interrupt the class some more. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to interrupt the class. Yes, Lee. Watch your own. Thank you, Lee. Rise. Let me say this to you, sir, and again, maybe because I'm going to be nice today. Rise, did I ever say you got to be Tyler? Tell me, Rise. I want you to tell me. Did I ever say that you have to be Tyler? Let me know. Rise, you have 1 minute to answer that question, or you're gone, because I want you to answer that question. Did I ever say that you have to be Tyler? Because you look at, I want y'all to see the statement. I want y'all to see the statement right here. See this statement? We're going to check this statement. You have 1 minute to answer that question, Rise. Because I want to know, when did I tell you to be Tyler? When did I tell you to be Tyler? So then, why are you asking this question? I said be a student like Tyler. Because Tyler has the products, Tyler got the coaching, and Tyler's still in there, still learning game. Tyler is a great student. I didn't say be like Tyler. Come on, man. Respectful, big dog. Come on. It's all good. All right, guys, lines are open. Let me show y'all some Tyler shit. Let me show y'all what a good student of mine is when you actually learn game. Let me see if I can do this shit, guys. I got so much yickety-yak here. I got a, Tyler, I got so much stuff here. I don't even know how I'm going to fit all. You know what, Tyler? I'm going to have to fit it in probably one at a time. You got so much shit here. I'm going to delete. Let me delete some stuff. All right, let me delete some stuff, make room. Tyler gave me so many fucking messages and shit. I just want to show y'all because this is what I love, okay? Let's keep going. Let's see here. Grab Tyler's downloads. Jesus Christ, Tyler. I don't know if I can grab all these at one. So I'm going to grab a few of them at a time. Let's grab a few of them at a time. So let's start with this. Let's go here. I'm going to do one at a time. Fuck it. We'll do one at a time. First one we have right here. All right. Now, this is from Tyler. It's from Tyler right here. It says, are you a parking ticket because you got a fine written all over? Now, guys, listen. I know y'all don't see. Listen, this is women that are submitting the pussy to Tyler, and she's doing it through memes. And what I'm showing you guys, this is kind of that game is because a lot of women, when they feel good about you, they're going to start opening up to you and start telling you things. Okay, so we'll go one by one. Here's another thing from Tyler. Okay. Lying in the bed naked, trying to calm down because I crave your taste. I guess you meant taste and touch. Trying to refocus me on stop being crazy with you. If I call you, I don't want to lose control with you. I know that I will because you are powerfully sexy to me. I will lose focus on everything that I got in a different world with you. Excuse me. I will lose focus on everything, and I go into a different world with you. It's like starting to eat ice cream. You taste it, you lick it, you enjoy the flavor, but you can't stop at one taste. I have to have it all. And see, guys, do y'all see why we win? Because y'all can never imagine in your lifetime you will have a woman talking to you this way. Do you see this is total unadulterated submission? This is what submission is. And you guys don't even understand it. You do, and I'm showing you the receipts. This is the proof. This is the proof right here, the receipts that he's getting. This is how the life, your life should be, where the woman cannot figure you out. And the woman wants you so bad that she is breaking Tyler down like ice cream. What does she say? Tasting you, licking it, enjoying the flavor, but you can't stop at one taste. That, because listen, I have to have it all. So then Tyler said, hey, look, let me show you something. So my boy Tyler, again, lands sea and air like a great student of mine, hits her with two voice messages. Beautiful, Tyler. And what did she say? It's hot here, going to take a quick shower. And what does she do? It's right here, guys. And see, y'all guys cannot even imagine that this is actually real because in your minds, you don't believe that you're good enough because you are not a student of the game. You're just a guy that's just asking a bunch of basic questions. More of messages here, but look at Tyler sent the voice message that she put a heart on. But look what she's saying right here. Your voice is so sexy. You want to know why? Because most women here don't hear voices from average guys. Most of you guys don't even talk to women. But let's get into more. Here's the next one right here. Tyler, spit more yak. I'm just showing you this, okay? I'm showing you this game right here. Tyler, hitting the voice message from the top right here. Let's bring it on down. I am fantasizing that you're with me in the shower, kissing my neck, biting my shoulder. I guess she means playing with my hair, turning me around to kiss me, and then with your tongue you start teasing my nipples. I better stop. You are getting me very wet and crazy for you. And Tyler again, hit her from C. This is C right here. This is C right here. Hit it from C. I want to taste you while you grab my hair, hold it and caress me as I suck on you. And you guys think that you can't have this because all the weak guys you listen to are not showing you fucking receipts. This is the game. This is how life is. This is how they are with us. This is how they crave us. This is why we don't worry about women the way you guys do. Now she's sending some more stuff. And look at her. I just watched it. You're making me want you right now. And look at her. She's this, now Catwoman. That's when Catwoman was looking Batman. So, again, she's showing some stuff. Lovely, the band Broken. I don't know what that means. But that's them and their conversation. But look, Tyler went from land to sea. This is beautiful, okay? All right? And listen, again, this is not – hey, guys, listen, if you don't want to believe it, don't believe it. Again, I can't help you. It's not – if you don't believe it, I don't know what to tell you. It's not for you. This is not for you. Hey, listen, just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it's not true, buddy, because you don't know the motherfuckers that you listen to on this show. So if you don't believe it, fucking go take your ass on. Let's keep going. So if we're looking at this one, let's look at the top right here. She says, I like being playful with you. Then Tyler, again, he goes land and then sea. He says, maybe if you're really good, okay, we can have a taste off and what I am in the shower. Then he hits a voicemail. She loves the audio. Do you want more audio? She says, you are my mind. More audio, okay? And then all of a sudden, I should be more in control of myself with you than my more control of myself with you. My devilish side is very taken by you. Then Tyler hits her from C again. Jives, I'm showing you receipts. And if you don't believe me, like you said, yeah, this is not, I'm not here to beg you to believe me. I think that guy, whoever said that, I think he's in the wrong room because he thinks I got to beg him to believe me. Anyway, I'm showing all my other guys out here who want to learn game. I want to show y'all, this is the itinerary. Well, no, this is not, this is the thing. I think we already hit that one. Tyler already got that one. Let me see if I got one more, and then we'll continue the show. Guys, we open the lines up. Wait, I got one more. I got two more. So this one right here, this right here we have, guys, just showing y'all more receipts. We have this one. All right, voicemail, you're in the shower, water running down your body. I would like for you to call me at some point today because I want to talk to you. Okay, then she's saying, I guess she's in the shower. See, oh, wait, that's her sending a picture saying this. This is how I imagine you in the shower. Yes, we definitely will converse today. See that, guys? This is what game is about. Tyler is in total control, and I know a lot of you guys who don't have control can't see that, okay? So the next one here, let's get to this last one right here, is let's see here. Here we go. It's like, oh, and she said the ice cream, right? Okay, remember the ice cream part, so there's more. So remember we ended at the ice cream part at the top? So now let's get to this part. Wait, if we missed it. All right, so remember, this is the first part, okay? If you're missing anything, I'm showing y'all facts and receipts here. So this is the first part with the ice cream. This is the last part. So she's saying, you, Mr. Brat Tyler, are the ice cream I want to taste. I will be good no more, devilish playfulness. I will be a good girl for you. I think I lost self-control because I have not been touched since my breakup. And because I find you very attractive, I will take cold showers and stay focused on us. Have a meeting in 10 minutes. And this is a businesswoman. See that shit, guys? I keep trying to show y'all game. This is what game is about, gentlemen, when you have game, when you actually want to be a student of the game, okay? Dude, you don't want to be. I don't understand. I just think you're just typing things because you don't actually want to be part of the game. I don't know. How can I talk to women and not talk at them? Guys, can y'all show him the first step that he needs because he's not a student of the game? But anyway, let's get to Peach's statement. What if Steve had his own get up like on Bar Rescue? where he sets up dwellers. Well, no, I don't know. I'm just helping him here. This is what this is for. This is why we show you why the bid is important, why we show you how to set up. Nobody shows you the bid. Nobody shows you how to set up your place with the wine above your bed. Nobody shows you about the colored lights and the paintings on the wall. Nobody shows you how to go from land, sea, air, and space. Nobody tells you about the puzzle pieces. Nobody tells you about sex or wean. Nobody tells you about what's going to happen in August. Nobody sets you up for Halloween like we do. So everything we do is in-house. This is all in-house. We are totally different from everybody else. All right, guys, I'm going to open the lines back up real quick. Give me a second. We're going to open the lines back up. If y'all guys want to call in, feel free to call in. But after